Let us pray. Gracious God, we rejoice and marvel at your grace. Hear us now as we offer our prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. When I say, God of grace, I invite you to say with me, hear our prayer. God of grace, hear our prayer. And so, help us, Lord, to see the earth and its resources as a precious gift from you, to be cared for and carefully managed, to be preserved and guarded in both this and for all future generations. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray, O Lord, for all who bear the heavy weight of responsibility and whose decisions affect our lives. We pray that all leaders may have humility, that they may demonstrate kindness and be granted wisdom. We pray for an economics of generosity and well-being, an economics that remembers the least and which enables us to arrive at a point where everyone, like the labourers in the story, can flourish. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for workers and business leaders today. We pray for those who are out of work and all who are seeking work, including recent graduates and others who have entered the job market. We pray for those who are fearful of finding employment or of redundancy or fear for the future of their business. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for all in need, remembering those who are ill or in hospital, in a care home, or recovering from recent surgery. We pray for the scientific community seeking to find a cure and to develop an effective vaccine to combat the virus. We continue to remember all impacted by the virus. We pray for those who have been diagnosed or have symptoms. We pray for those whose spirits are feeling low as the ability to go about normal life continues to be restricted. We remember those in our church family unable to attend services for this or any other reason. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Strengthen us, O Lord, by your grace and by your work of grace in us. May we become agents of its transforming power in the world and to neighbour, stranger and friend. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray now for ourselves in our own need, and hold unto God the people we love, and in our thoughts at this time. God of grace, hear our prayer. And finally, in a moment of silence, ahead of our saying of the Lord's Prayer, we still our hearts, that we might dwell upon and within God's wonderful and truly amazing grace, grace by which we are saved, and grace by which we may know we are forever held and blessed. And so all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, we offer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to address the one to whom we pray by saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.